Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. We talk about different opportunities in Tucson, nonprofits that are here that are trying to impact the community in positive ways and different ways that you can get involved. So thank you so much for listening in. I have two guests on the show today. From Greater Tucson Leadership, I have Jamie Leon Guerrero, the development manager, and I have Justin Lukasevich.
Crushed it.
The CEO. I'm going to tell you guys before I say thank you for being on the show, tell the listeners, I had a really hard time with the last names, so I feel really proud of myself right now.
Yeah. But you did so thank good. You. It was perfect. It was perfect.
Thank you both for being here on the show with me today.
Yeah. Thank you for the intro song is very fun. I liked it. I was like, oh yeah, let's go.
So I like it. It really is. You know, I feel like it gives my mission, you know.
Yeah.
We can do something, and when are we going to do it, and where are we going to do it? You know, let's do it here and now.
Exactly. Very it's cool. Upbeat. I'm ready to talk about nonprofits now.
And awesome. Let's do it. We need a jingle.
Yeah, we do.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Greater Tucson Leadership and how it started and what you guys do?
Yeah. So we're Greater Tucson Leadership, or a lot of people call us GTL, not to be confused with the Jersey Shore, but similar there in that. We were founded in 1980 within the Tucson Metro Chamber, and now we're kind of a separate 501c3, and we do leadership development and leadership recognition here in Tucson. So we have a couple different programs that we're excited to share with you today about the things that we do in town.
So how did it get started?
Yeah, I think it was before I was born.
Me too, 1980.
Yeah, which is really exciting. But basically, it started within the Tucson Metro Chamber, and it was really looking at how do we bring some leadership development to their members, to CEOs in town, and help the CEOs really, you know, senior leadership within businesses, learn more about the community, learn leadership skills, and be able to point back to the community and help the community through their like business.
So who are you serving that comes to get these leadership training opportunities?
Yeah, now our goal when we put our class together, so our main program, the program that started in 1980, is called Lead Tucson. And we pull together a cohort of 45 people from across Tucson, and we do a 10-month deep dive into leadership development and also kind of the issues that are facing the Tucson community. And our ultimate goal is to have a really diverse class from all different sectors, you know, somebody, education, government, for-profit, nonprofit, kind of, you know, really across the spectrum and, you know, different levels of an organization, because we think that the conversation is best when we have lots of different people in the room really diving in and discussing the issues.
So the people who are part of this then could be from anywhere, really, any position, any level, like you said,
mm-hmm.
Within the organization. Mm-hmm. And so how would someone apply to try to be part of that program?
Yeah, the application process starts in February. So there's an application that people would fill out. They could go to our website, greatertucsonleadership.org, and find that application there. And then we accept applications for about 2 months, and we do an interview process with everybody that applies, and then we try to put together the class that starts in August. It's the second Thursday of the month is when we meet for 10 months, so we try to give people enough advance notice so they can put that time into their calendar. So really, it is a commitment to be a part of the class for the year.
And for the missions of this specific class, is it more of a, you know, working on their own leadership and building themselves up, or is it more focused on like other ways for the outside community? How does that kind of work?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. So our program, we really focus on the Clifton Strengths, which is through the Gallup organization. And within that program, people get their top 5 strengths. So our goal is to help people look at what are we good at? What are you good at? And how do you utilize that through leadership? So we'll talk about how you could use this with a team. We'll talk about helping them understand their strengths more directly, and then being able to think about how they apply that within their leadership roles. So part of the class day is talking about kind of their strengths and their leadership development, how they manage teams, things like that. And then the second half of the day, we deep dive into an issue within the Tucson community. So we have a government day, we have a Economic Development Day, healthcare, arts and culture, environment. We go down to the border. So we go down to Nogales for a day and kind of talk about like border issues and how being a border town kind of relates to Tucson. And, you know, so we deep dive into those different areas. So it's a little bit of both. Who are you? How can you be a leader? And then what's going on in the community? And let's connect you to those community leaders.
That's really cool. The both personal development and then also finding your place. Because I think that so many people in the community have, you know, a little bit of desire in a specific area, or they know they have certain skills, but they don't know how to go out there and actually do something, or how to build the skills up inside themselves so that they feel confident enough to go out and do that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say too, though, with a lot of the nonprofits that I talk to, what I always like to know how they started,
mm-hmm.
because so many of them, it started with one person who didn't necessarily have all the skills or all of the money or, you know, anything else, but that they had they saw a need,
mm-hmm.
and they saw a path for how to solve this and how to meet this need. And, you know, it's a very long process, but eventually it ends up with this huge impact on the city.
Yeah.
And, you know, any one of these people who come into your program, you know, they're learning how to identify those strengths within themselves and then to be able to go out and do something about it. So that is a really cool, you know, two-sided dynamic there.
Yeah. It's really neat too. People, even people who've lived in Tucson all of their lives, will leave the program and be like, I learned so much. I didn't know that this existed. I didn't know that this was happening in town. And we're really lucky. We have, you know, 40 years of experience kind of connecting with leaders within the community. So on our, like on our Justice and Public Safety Day, we'll have the sheriff will be there. The Tucson police chief will be there. You know, so we're getting like leaders, you know, the top leaders in the community to come in and talk to our class. On Government Day, you know, usually the mayor's there to open up the day. On Healthcare Day, we just had Nancy Johnson, who's the former CEO of El Rio, and is just a huge advocate for healthcare. So the cool thing about the class for people is that as we deep dive into these areas, we're getting, you know, some of the top leaders in our community to kind of find out what's going on and how they can, you know, how they can get involved if that area like jumps out at them.
Yeah, that's really cool. And it's great to hear that the community is so involved in the process. You know, that's so important when you're trying to do something like this, to have the community involvement where they're pouring into what you guys are doing and then you're also pouring into the community.
It's that connection that we're able to provide to the cohort.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I think you said you had a second program that you do as well.
Yeah, our second program is called the Civic and Political Leadership Academy. So sometimes we think of it as like the second level of, like if you go through Lead Tucson and kind of that the Government Day portion of it, or kind of being civically involved really jumps out at you, then this is kind of the way to really, you know, kind of take that those skills to the next level. And it doesn't, you know, doesn't just mean that. We have lots of people who go through the other program who haven't been through Lead Tucson. But the focus of that program really is if people want to run for office, if they want to run a ballot initiative, if they want to work in government, maybe they want to be a staffer, maybe they want to work on a campaign, maybe they just want to be like an influencer in the local community and really kind of understand what are the levels and the levers of local government, the state government. You know, if I'm passionate about education, where do I go to advocate for that? You may think it's the mayor, but it's probably not the mayor. Really, you need to be up with the legislature. You know, if you're talking about roads, it's probably not the legislature. You're probably down here, you know, with your, you know, local municipality. So helping people understand, like, where does my passion lie? And then how do I go about advocating for that? And maybe it is me running for office. Maybe it is me, you know, lobbying. Maybe it is me advocating in different ways. So really helping people figure that out.
Yeah. And finding that passion and what to do with it, mm-hmm. is really rare today, I feel. You know, there are people that they know they're passionate about something, but they don't know what to do with it. Or maybe, you know, an opportunity comes up, but it's not something they're passionate about. And when you're able to really have both of those in line with each other, mm-hmm. I mean, that's where magic things happen. You know, that's where it's just a really cool place to be.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've in the past, we've had people come through the Lead Tucson program and then afterwards run for elected office. So we were really thinking like, okay, we need to think about how do we, you know, help people figure out the pathway to doing it. So we work with Jonathan Rothschild. He's the former mayor of Tucson. So we partnered with him and his foundation to start that program 5 years ago. So we'll be coming up on our fifth cohort this year, which is really exciting.
Awesome. And then the first program that you talked about, the leadership program, I can't remember what you called it.
Lead Tucson.
Lead Tucson. Yeah. Thank you. Has that program then been every year since 1980?
Yes, we think so.
For the most part, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. There may have been like a year or two in like the late 90s where there may not have been a cohort for a year. But since 1980, 40 years ago, 43 years ago, there has been a cohort every year. So it's
That's
pretty
awesome.
Yeah.
And is it always about 40 people then that are part of this program?
Yeah. In the early days, it was a much smaller group. So it would be maybe like a group of 15 or a group of 20. But our goal right now is really to get to that 40 to 45 mark. We think that is kind of the perfect amount to bring in enough people who have different perspectives. I always tell people that this is, you know, networking, but networking on a deeper level.
Yeah.
You know, you could go to a networking event and kind of chat with people and leave us some business cards and probably not talk to anybody about it. But you leave this program being like, oh, I know somebody who works at TUSD. So if I need something in education, like that's the person. Oh, I know somebody who works at the city of Tucson. I could go connect to them. Oh, I know somebody who works at Raytheon, or I know somebody that works at TEP, so that like the connections come in on a deeper level. So it's kind of like networking, but then you actually get to know people.
Yeah.
Well, and I like that you're mentioning too, that just being able to be at a different level. So you don't have to be the CEO of a company to be involved in this. You know, someone who is just interested in the community and building up their leadership skills has opportunities. So that is really cool. And you said the application is in February?
Yep. The application opens in February. It's due usually the end of April. We do some interviews in May. And then after that, we'll get people into the class. That'll start in August.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I have Justin and Jamie with me from Greater Tucson Leadership. You are listening to Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. We will be right back after the break. You can find more information about them at Center Stage Tucson on both Facebook and Instagram. Thank you so much for joining us on Center Stage, Nonprofits of Tucson. Today, we are talking to Justin and Jamie from Greater Tucson Leadership. We've talked about a couple of the big programs that they're doing and the leadership opportunities that are available. If you haven't heard of those, you know, there's some really cool opportunities, and you're going to have to wait a little while because there's already a new, you know, group that's in session right now, a new cohort that you said they started in August.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you'll have to wait until next February to apply, but you can apply for that one. And then the second program, I don't know if you gave us the timing for applying for that one.
Well, this is perfect because applications just open for the Civic and Political Leadership Academy, and they're due by December 10th. So,
well, there you go. Yeah. So you've got an opportunity if you want to apply for that one. What is the website to apply for that?
The website is greatertucsonleadership.org.
Okay, so very good timing. And I just found out that, Jamie, you had just gone through these programs.
Yes, I am a Lead Tucson and CPLA alum of class of 2023, best class ever.
Very cool.
That's a thing.
Congratulations.
At GTL, where everyone's in the best class ever. And I was just super happy to join GTL as a development manager at the time that I did, because it was the week before last year's cohort started. So kind of my first day, Monday, I found out that what better way to learn about GTL and the programs than to go through the program. So I hopped right in on that Friday, and it truly was an amazing experience. I have lived here for 12 years, and I thought I was pretty well connected to my community. I thought I was volunteering and involved, and like Justin mentioned earlier, I did walk away learning so much more about Tucson and the amazing things that we do, and the amazing organizations that are out there doing such great work for the community, than I ever did on my own in 12 years of living here. And Government Day was the day that kind of inspired my interest. I never thought I'd want to learn more about government. but it was such a great day for me that it inspired me to sign up for the Civic and Political Leadership Academy. So it was kind of going through both cohorts at the same time, just really wanting to learn how I can be a better, learn more about my local community, my local government, and how I can get involved and maybe make change through advocating for a specific cause that I'm really interested in, maybe campaigning or helping people run for office. I know people in my class are going to move forward with some of their campaigns, so that's really exciting. It was just an amazing experience to be in the room full of a bunch of movers and shakers that are really doing some amazing work. And like now I can like hop on their bus and like volunteer there and volunteer for all these new organizations that I've learned about.
Yeah, it sounds like the opportunities, I mean, they just keep coming and mm-hmm. meeting all of these different people and getting all of these connections. And it is a lot different. Like Justin, you mentioned earlier, when you go and you try to network with people, you know, it's different to actually get to know people and to get to know what they're passionate about and to work together at understanding what you can do yourself to go make a difference. I'm really excited for you. That's awesome.
The one thing that I love about being a GTL alum, though, is we have access. You know, there's almost 1,200 alum now over the 43 years. And if someone in the community needs something or is looking for something, it's a real easy lifeline to tap into and just be like, hey, GTL alum, someone needs help getting this done. And almost 100% of the time, someone's coming through for us or for that community partner or for that other organization that we partner with. And I'm really proud to be part of this.
Yeah, that's amazing. And honestly, it's part of what I hope will come out of, you know, getting to know different nonprofits in Tucson through Center Stage, because there are so many people that are doing really cool things. And if all of us are able to work together, and again, not just in a pass the business card, but mm-hmm. it really get to know each other and get to know, you know, the strengths and weaknesses of a nonprofit and work together, you know, to get to know some of the community leaders, the businesses, and as you mentioned, not only the nonprofits, but for-profits and government and everyone else, everybody joining together is the platform for huge change.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Huge impacts.
That's the goal.
It's very cool. Okay. And I also heard about a youth program. Can you tell me a little bit about the youth program that you have?
Yeah, we just started a youth program about 2 years ago. And it's really exciting. We go to different schools within Pima County. We really try to target Title I schools. And we spend a semester with the students, and kind of similar to the adult program, they'll learn their strengths. So we'll talk to them about that. It's also a partnership with the Pima County Superintendent's Office. So they run a assessment that helps them think about future career fields. And then they do a job shadow within that career field. So we work with the Workforce Investment Board, which is a Pima County committee. And they've identified certain areas where are going to be really integral to the growth of Pima County in the future. So we try to connect them with leaders within those career paths, so they can think about, hey, what is a place that I could go in the future, and how can I stay here in Tucson, and what jobs of the future maybe am I interested in, especially ones that are going to be vital within Pima County.
And these kids that go through the program, how long is the program? How many kids get to go through it?
Yeah, we're going to different schools, so we spend a semester with them. It's 4 months that we spend with them, and then they do an 8-hour job shadow, and we're right now getting to about 30 to 35 kids at each school, and we're really kind of solidifying. We're on our fourth cohort right now. We'll be at our fifth one at Catalina High School in the spring. I think we've really solidified what the curriculum is, so the flow of the program is working out really nicely now.
Mm-hmm.
So now our focus is kind of, how do we expand that a little bit, maybe get some more students in each cohort, or look to maybe go to potentially more schools during a year.
That's really cool. I used to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you guys that, but I used to teach high school. And I think it's so cool to be able to help the kids that, you know, they want to go somewhere in life and they need that little extra help to understand what the next steps are, and having the leadership training so that they have the skills. It's a very cool program.
Yeah.
if someone wanted to sponsor a student, because the kids don't pay for this, mm-hmm. right? They get to go through the program for free. If someone wanted to sponsor a student to go through this 4-month program, how can they do that?
Yeah, so they could go to our website, greaterhoustonleadership.org, and there's lots of ways to do sponsorship on the different pages of our website. And we estimate that it costs about $800 per student to put this program on each semester. So there's a way that they could sponsor $800 if they want to sponsor a student, or send, you know, any kind of funds just to fund that program for the different high schools that we're going to. Because we don't charge the schools anything, and we don't charge the students anything. We really want to make sure that we're growing, you know, the next levels of leaders within that program.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Sponsor information is found on the website, or they can just give me a call. Or send me an email.
And what's a good number to reach you at?
You can get me at 520-445-5059 or jamie@greatertucsonleadership.org.
Okay, so we've talked about now three different really cool programs. Mm-hmm. And I also heard something about a leader of the month. Can you tell me, what is the leader of the month?
So our Leader of the Month program, once a month, we recognize a leader in the community. We ask people to send in nominations. It's a really quick form. And the only criteria that we really have is that someone has done something great for the community in the last month or two. They can go into the form and kind of give us, you know, three little bullets. What's the things that they've done? What's maybe something that this person is doing that's really great for the community? And then a committee of our board reviews them, and we go out and we surprise that person each month with, you know, some gifts and some pictures, social media, and have just a fun time recognizing people. Last month, we kind of barged in on a senior leadership team meeting and got to give somebody one. They were like, why are these people walking into the room right now? Mm-hmm. But it's a really fun experience to kind of recognize leaders in our community.
Yeah.
And do you have the previous award winners on your website where you can go and look and see what people are doing in the city?
Everything's on our social media right now.
Okay.
So if they follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, they can see all of the past award winners and get a link to the nomination form.
Yeah.
And this is every single month you're choosing a leader?
Mm-hmm. Every single month.
When do you choose a leader, and when can someone apply?
So they need to be nominated by the last day of the month. So, and then we choose the person for that previous month. So on that day we pull out anybody that's been nominated that month, and then within the next week, the next 2 weeks, we sit down with that committee, and then we work with the nominator to get that reveal going.
Super exciting. Do you have any events that are coming up if someone wants to? We know that we can go and nominate a leader of the month, so that's a really cool thing. But if someone wanted to get involved and maybe a little bit more than just sponsoring, are there any events where they can come and see you, or how would they do that?
Yeah, we've
got our 71st Community Impact Awards coming up. We are in the judging stages right now, but save the date for Friday, March 22nd of 2024 at Casino del Sol. We're going to be honoring four exceptional community leaders, a Man, Woman of the Year, Founders Award, or a GTL Alumni of Excellence. It's just a really nice kind of celebrating leadership excellence, and it is our largest fundraiser of the year. So we invite everybody to come and join and just celebrate these four honorees.
That's awesome. How could you get tickets to go to the event?
Right now it's available. I actually made it live a couple days ago. GreaterTucsonLeadership.org. Click events and you'll see it right there.
Awesome. And how much is a ticket to go to the event?
Tickets are $175 per person, and tables are $1,750, I think. Yeah.
And these tickets sponsor a lot of your programs throughout the year. Mm. So if you are interested in sponsoring, either getting yourself into either a whole table or getting yourself into a seat at that event would be a really great opportunity. You can sponsor a student for $800 a month, mm-hmm. not a month. Sorry, a semester.
If they want to do $100 a month, that's great.
That is great.
Multiple ways to help each student, our programs.
Each student cost was $800 a semester.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Justin and Jamie, for being here. from Greater Tucson Leadership. You are listening to Center Stage Nonprofits of Tucson. You can find out more about this nonprofit and other things happening in Tucson at Center Stage Tucson on Facebook and Instagram.